Good morning and welcome to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, where ASI's most outspoken editors talk firmware products. I'm Melinda Legos, editor-in-chief of ASI's magazines, and we've got the whole gang back here together.
Band back together.
After a wild and woolly ASI Chicago, Andy Cohen is here.
Yes, editor-counselor. I'm here. I'm back.
Andy,
better than ever.
What was the highlight from Chicago last week?
Hot party, baby.
Counselor Hot Party was very hot.
Yeah.
That was rocking.
I saw you interviewing people.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I was on fire, wasn't I?
You were on fire.
I know.
How many new people on the counselor hot list?
I'm sorry, what was your question?
How many new people on the counselor hot list?
We got 35 new people, innovators, guys and girls, that are shaking up the industry, let's say.
And that
online now. Yeah, like Joe. Shaking up the industry.
And in the issue in August.
You bet.
Joe Haley, everyone's favorite managing editor, is in the house.
I am.
Joe, you, Andy, and I came off a 10-day road trip.
Yes,
that
we did.
Culminated at ASI Chicago.
Yes, we did.
I think we're going to be talking about that in a little bit. What was your favorite part of ASI Chicago?
The favorite part, seeing the people, you know, suppliers and distributors, and talking to them face-to-face.
I know what Joe's favorite part is.
What's that?
These people get starstruck when they see him.
There was literally one woman who was completely starstruck. She caught her breath. She, oh, my God, it's Joe Haley in the flesh.
What is wrong with these people?
She backed up.
We have a lot of Joe Show fans. If you had Kathy,
they must
show.
Be shut-ins.
Yeah.
Michelle Bell the compliments just keep coming.
Michelle Bell, editor of Supply Global Resource. Michelle, you led a couple of sessions.
I did.
I know your favorite was your supplier lunch. Tell us about it.
It was. I had four distributors on the panel and a packed room of suppliers, and the distributors shared with the people in attendance, the exhibitors, what they need to do to get more business.
Oh, that's great.
That's always
a hot topic in that group.
Yes, follow through. That was the big thing. Follow through with samples, follow through with feedback, follow through after trade shows.
And in general, did the panel say suppliers were good about following through?
Spotty. Some were
spotty.
Really
spotty at best.
Some were good. Some need to work on it. The other thing is over promising. If you don't have the inventory, say it up front.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say, oh yeah, we have it, and then
truth.
You know,
truth.
Drag
the truth
this distributor along.
Truth will set you free.
That's right.
I thought it was the truth hurts.
Kathy Houston, you were the lone editor, one of the lone editors back in the office last week. How was that?
It was awesome. It was totally
there
awesome.
There were like 3 out of 22 people
yeah.
or something.
It was very, very nice and relaxing.
Did you guys play any special games in the halls or anything?
Yeah,
like
we
that?
Did. But that's not for you to know. While the cat's away, the mice will play.
Okay.
Oh, and somebody sent me a sample from the show of moose poo balls.
I'm sorry?
Moose poo balls.
Well, that's important, and I'm sure.
I think that's going to be my favorite product for next week.
And what are those for?
You'll have to wait and see, Andy.
Mm-hmm. Or watch today's
show. All right, today's call-in segment. Education market's a very hot market, so the question is, what are some hot products I should pitch to get school business? But if anyone has any questions at all about getting into the education market, now is your time to call.
Number
us.
One market in the industry
it
now.
It is the number one market, 215-953-4979. If we put you on the show today, Joe, what are we going to give you?
$25 Visa gift card.
All right, so call us. You'll get free advice plus a $25 gift card. Start dialing now, 215-953-4979. Joe, what else is on tap for today's show?
Okay, who is arguably the worst salesperson of all time?
Me.
Andy Cohen.
Willie Loman, right? Death of a Salesman.
Oh, I don't know. I never read that.
Well, no, great book. Kathy is going to tell you how to find the right salesperson, and we're going to leave the Willie Lomans out in the waiting room.
Okay.
What are the best states for getting a loan in? I'm trying, Andy.
You're trying hard. It's just not working.
Best states to get a loan. Andy has
a
little list for us. Is that true, Andy?
Nebraska?
Is it Nebraska?
I'll tell you in a segment.
Okay,
you're
going to get to that segment. Tips for using blogging to build your business. Michelle, who has a fantastic blog.
She does.
Thank you.
Bellwether blog.
Thank you.
The Bellwether blog. Don't roll your eyes at me. I have a look at the states that had the most jobs in the first half of 2011. Andy's going to give us a 2011 SOI preview. Character flaws that most leaders share. Kathy, what are they?
I'll tell you.
Okay. Everyone's going to tell me. We have a look at counselors' best places to work. It's a preview. Our favorite things. And is cursing ever okay at work, Michelle?
Yes, it
Potty
is.
Potty mouth Michelle
yeah,
is going to
sure.
let us know
are we
about
damn
here.
It. Yes,
we're
it is.
Hear
damn
any
it.
Curse this?
So hopefully we get through that whole thing, but Andy's going to start all off with the industry news in 60 seconds.
Rock it, Andy.
All right, thanks, guys. We begin this morning with good news for the industry. Distributors increased their revenues by 5.9% in the second quarter, according to just-released data by ASI. The report also shows positive forecasts with 60% of all distributors, including 72% of large firms, saying they expect to increase their overall revenues throughout all of 2011. Check out Promogram today for a full report. More positive news now out of the marketing world. A new survey from the Chief Marketing Officer Council shows that 60% of marketing execs say they plan to spend more on marketing campaigns throughout 2011. The survey of 600 top marketers also shows a majority expanding their social media budgets by more than 5% this year. On to top 40 personnel news now. Supplier Primeline has hired David Fitterer as its director of marketing. Fitterer brings 25 years of experience in the industry, most recently with supplier firm Millennium Leather. Plus, the 2011 Counselor Hot List has been released. Check out the members of this exclusive list of industry visionaries at www.counselormag.com right now. Finally, a brand new episode of The Joe Show is featured in Promogram this afternoon. Joe, what's hot for today besides moose poo balls or something that Kathy said like that?
We have sailor bags.
Ooh, for sailors?
Hey, they're sailor.
Sailor bags.
You'll have to tune in to find out.
That could go in many different directions, actually.
All right, we're going to start taking your calls now. We want to know any questions you have at all about selling to the education market, hot products for the market, how to get in the door. Call us now, 215-953-4979. If we put you on the air, we'll give you a Visa gift card. This is an interesting market because, as Andy said, it's the number one market in the industry.
It is. Just came out in our State of the Industry report.
I was on a call yesterday, a conference call, with a number of top 40 execs. And it's interesting, though. Some of them say the market is hotter than ever, and others in certain states where funding's been cut for public education, especially at the university level, say that they're experiencing not as hot a market as ever, but
I think if you talk to individual people, you're going to get different responses, mm-hmm. as in any market, because they can be affected very much by their local changes in the economy or budgets that are happening locally. But overall, I think if you took the distributors in kind of the aggregate, which is what we do in the State of the Industry report, it's the one market that has consistently grown over the past few years, which
no
is
question.
Why it's number one right
yeah.
now. The other markets really took hits, over 2008, 2009, and are struggling to come back, whereas the education market remained much more consistent.
Yep. Yeah.
You always need an education.
Doubt. Right. And
we all do.
But I think that the slashed budgets is really an opportunity for distributors to try and get their other clients, their corporate clients, to work with the education market. And a lot of schools are open to that now.
Sponsorships.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. All right. Well, we have some callers on line one. We have Ann. Good morning, Ann.
Hi. How are you?
Good, thank you. What's your question?
Well, I was wondering in your travels if you've come across any hot new products for the school market.
Well, luckily, we've got Joe from The Joe Show here, who's done a number of Joe shows on educational products. So what's hot now, Joe?
I like this thing. I showed it on – it's going to be on today's Joe Show. It's a beanie, like a little fleece beanie, and it has headphones built right into it. You don't have to thread your earbuds through there or your headphones through there. They're already built in there. Plug it right into an MP3 player. It's got a generous spot for a logo up front. So kids, especially in the colder weather states, would like this going back and forth from their dorm to classes, from
That's
their apartment
cool.
To the campus. They have something they can listen to their music and make their mothers happy because they're keeping their heads warm.
Even though they're blowing out their eardrums.
Any product that makes their mothers happy.
But I think if you look at a lot of electronics, anything that accessories for iPads, mm-hmm. accessories for iPods. I mean, everyone has them. The kids all have them. They love the accessories.
Right.
You can put that school logo on that. A lot of kids, most kids love their schools that they go to, and they're going to wear any type of apparel. But I think that, electronic accessories are going to be big.
Flash drives, too.
They're
all using those now. They have computers in the classroom, and they're using those to store their work and things like that.
And you can take it back and forth very
mm-hmm.
easily.
Yep.
All right. Well, Ann, I hope that gives you some ideas, and stand in line for your Visa gift card. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
On line four, we have Joe. Good morning, Joe.
Yeah, I had a question about schools that are wearing uniforms.
Mm-hmm.
And I've kind of put that out there to some of the schools. Is there a certain time that is best for pitching it, such as should it be done at the beginning of the year, end of the year? Or I just hadn't had a lot of response to it, and I know price-wise, they don't need any. They don't need them customized, but it's just a matter of how, I guess, and going about in pitching it, and when's the best time of the year to do it.
July. Most school budgets go into effect in July, so you want to get them right away when they have the money to do it. But I would start talking it up at the end of the school mm-hmm. year, asking them what their needs are. Do they need polo shirts? Do they need khaki pants, khaki skirts? Do they need vests? Do they need cardigan sweaters, crew neck sweaters, gym uniforms? You got to pitch it easy. And you might have to, you know, inventory some of this stuff for them, help them with that. They're not going to have room to put all this apparel in the building, so you might have to inventory it for them and almost, you know, do an electronic store for the schools and let parents go and order their stuff online, and then you would fulfill that order.
And ask about their sports teams, too.
Yeah, the sports teams. But I would say, you know, if you haven't started now, you better get going, because July is when
– 1 week left in July.
1 week left in July, and school budgets are already in effect, and they have the money now, so get with them as soon as possible.
Now, Joe, what if you've missed the boat in terms of school uniforms? There's still a lot of apparel and ways you can get into the school.
Oh, absolutely.
Obviously, PTA groups and other things. Mm-hmm. I know they ramp up their fundraising in the fall
sure.
when they have a new board.
They have their first meeting, so you want to do that. All the sports teams always have a booster association, parents association, same thing. In the fall, it's going to be a new board there, so they're going to be looking for things for fundraisers. For the apparel, too, I don't know if you've ever been to a high school marching band competition, but those parents are crazy with the stuff that they wear, caps and sweaters and sweatshirts, and they've got jackets, and they've got all type of stuff that shows their support for the bands. So they need to get that from somewhere. So, you know, now's the time to start pitching them. Go and find out who runs those parent organizations. And if you might not be able to get with the football teams to do the uniforms, at least maybe you could do something fundraiser for them. And it could be stadium cups. Oh, yeah, stadium cups. It could be just, you know, baseball caps. It could be scarves, whatever you want.
Yeah, at homecoming week, too, they have all the booths, and they sell, like, T-shirts and you know, all kinds of stuff with the school logo on it.
You know, one of the things I think that the opportunity with the slash budgets, these football teams, high school football teams, they have their little stadiums, they have a concession stand. You know, one of your corporate clients can actually go and say, look, we would like to provide you with the stadium cups for that. Just allow us to put our little logo on one side. We'll put the school mascot on the other side, mm-hmm. and we're going to give you the cups. So that's going to be a cost that the school is not going to have to pay for. They got the cups. They got the school logo on it, and the company's
going to
be
happy. So as a distributor, you could broker that deal.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, Joe. Well, I hope that gives you some ideas.
Yes, it does. I understand, too, what's been wrong. It's been the timing in which I've been pitching these.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, like you said, if you pitch it too early, by the time when they do the budget, they done forgot.
Yeah. You know, the other thing is to go with where you're familiar. If you have kids and your kids grew up playing football and you're familiar with, you know, the parents there and how the organization runs this program, then start with the football program. If it's, you know, marching band, whatever you're familiar with, and you might have some contacts in there, start there, and then you can spread out.
Yeah, there's so many things with the schools, too. Like, they have gym nights, and I know we bought a cowbell and stadium cushions, and they were sponsored by a local business. Actually, it was a prom dress maker, which was really great because it was right before prom time. So, like, think of all these other clients that you have that, like Joe said, would be able to sponsor, and it would be good business for them, too.
You know, for our prom, we got a book of matches.
When was your prom? 1968?
1981. A book. Can you imagine that? That was the prom favor, a book of matches. Everyone outside smoked their Marlboros.
All right, Joe, thank you so much for calling. Stay on the line for your Visa gift card and call us again sometime.
All right, thank you.
No, you don't tell long stories.
It's not too late to call us to talk about the education market with any questions or comments you have or any success stories. 215-953-4979. On line 5, we have Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning. How are you guys today?
Good.
Good. Bob, what's your comment or question?
Well, I had a question about parochial schools.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of big high schools and elementary schools in the area, and I'm just wondering if you had any tips on what they would use or how to approach them effectively and whether they have budgets.
Joe.
Kathy, you went to a parochial school as
12
well.
12 years. Can you tell?
I went to 8 years Catholic school. A lot of the Catholic schools work with like a local uniform company that provides them for a lot of the area mm-hmm. Catholic schools. That's what our experience was, and they gouged them on prices. I thought it was ridiculous that a kid's polo shirt was $22, and it just had an embroidered said St. John of the Cross. That was it. There was no crest
okay,
on there. There was no logo. The tip is get with the Parents Association to see that can beat that price, $22. I mean, look at how much a kid's polo shirt costs, how much it's going to cost to decorate it. You can still mark up that price and make money. And if the Parents Association does it, what they can do is sell it, get it for a better price, and maybe take some money and put it away. But, you know, Catholic schools aren't as flush with cash as public schools are.
Right, but like you said, they still have the parent associations mm-hmm. and fundraisers.
Mm-hmm. Lots of fundraisers.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Bob, we'll hope that helps you.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thanks for calling and staying in line for your Visa gift card. Online, too, we have Tricia. Good morning, Tricia.
Good morning, how are you?
Fine, thank you. What's your question?
I have some sales calls set up within the high school market already, and I'm just trying to figure out what some items I should bring to the calls are. Are there any sure sellers that you would recommend that I bring?
Well, Joe, you've talked cowbells. About the beanie, and we've got beanies and cowbells. What are the standard favorites? I mean, I think anything that's useful, we always say across the board, is gonna get.
Oh. I think you have to bring apparel. I mean, there's schools definitely. are definitely big in the apparel world. So I think you have to bring some options as far as apparel is concerned, and you have to be looking at a sort of good, better, best type of presentation, right. You know, so that they have options. That's I would say the basic element of what you might want to bring, Joe.
Yeah, I would say with apparel, just be careful. A lot of schools don't allow kids to wear hoodies, so you don't want to go in to sell them an apparel piece that they can't wear to school, you know, because
good point.
Put it over their head, you know. Bang. Baseball caps, another thing. At my kid's school, public school, we're not allowed to wear baseball caps during the day. So, you know, I don't know if that's something you're going to show them that they could put into their school store or not.
I'd say bring them a class of whatever, a T-shirt for their school store for the kids
you
to
know,
buy
that
are in the graduating
thing
class.
Is that my kid's school for girls is those Sophie shorts where you print uh-huh. like, the school's name across
right.
the butt and they fold them down.
Yep.
That's a big seller
mm-hmm.
for girls.
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere from preteens on.
Yeah.
I would say bags, too. I mean, there's such a variety now of fashion-forward bags. Mm-hmm. You know, they just don't have to be, you know, the duffels that,
you know,
in Joe's day with the drawstring.
What are the drawstring backpacks, though? Very popular.
The string
yeah,
backpacks.
Right.
String
yeah.
backpacks.
Yeah.
Those are the hottest thing at camp right now. I've
mm-hmm.
been witnessing.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah, I think anything. Like I said, school stores, they sell all kinds of stuff with the school logo on it.
All right, well, I hope that gives you some ideas, Tricia. Please stay on the line for your Visa gift card, and thank you for calling.
Thank you.
And we have another caller on line one, Rachel. Good morning, Rachel.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Good. I just had a quick question. When marketing to the educational arena, are there certain events that are taking place in the first quarter of the school year that they're purchasing for? If so, what type of events, and who's purchasing for those events?
I would say, yeah, you know, look at your sports calendar, you know, all the teams that are playing in the fall, whether it's girls tennis, boys football, boys soccer, girls soccer.
Mm-hmm.
You got golf teams. So look at those. The homecoming event, you know, it's going to draw alumni back. You know, what do you do? Well, you want to have a tent set up where alumni is going to want to buy the apparel or things with that school logo on it.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure that you present that to whoever's running the homecoming festivities.
I would say PTA fundraisers.
That's what I was going to say as well.
PTA has a new board every year. I've been on them. Every year they meet in September. They decide what fundraisers they're going to do for the year.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they've got all new people doing them who didn't do
right.
them last year often.
Right.
And that's a great opportunity.
Yeah, I think the fundraisers overall
at
schools are big in the very beginning
totally.
Of the school year.
You know,
yeah.
the other thing you want to look at, too, is – and we haven't mentioned it is awards for students.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I think that in the beginning of the fall is when they recognize the National Honor students from the
mm-hmm.
previous year.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't do it at the end of the 1 year. They do it at the beginning of the next year. So there's
right.
awards ceremonies there. But also, you know, service awards for teachers, service awards for whoever works at the school, from the cafeteria workers
yeah,
to the
that's
janitors
good.
To the, you know, field maintenance people. So, you know, think of the awards, too.
Plus, they don't just have junior and senior proms now. They have fall dances, winter dances, spring dances, freshman, sophomore, you know.
Dance
yeah.
for every
dances.
Day that ends
yeah.
in Y.
Uh-huh.
But end of the year, you got to get, you know, hit it hard. I mean, that's
right.
the time to get involved.
Yep.
All right. Well, good luck, Rachel. Thanks for calling and stay on the line for your Visa gift card. We're going to pause right now for a commercial from today's show sponsor. And when we return, Kathy's going to tell us how to find a great salesperson.
This portion of ASI Radio was sponsored by iPromoteU. Distributors and salespeople, consider affiliating with iPromoteU today. Be more productive, be more profitable, be happier, and retain your independence. iPromoteU, the smart choice. For more information, call 800-850-3370 or email opportunities@iPromoteU.com.
Welcome back to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show. Now we're talking about retaining great salespeople. Not retaining, hiring great
hiring
salespeople.
Hiring great
salespeople. Kathy, I've heard from lots of distributors, even this economy where, you know, the job market, you think there'd be some great candidates. It's still hard to find a really
mm-hmm.
great salesperson.
Mm-hmm.
So what are your tips today?
Well, first of all, this makes common sense, but you have to know what you want from the candidate. And you have to talk about, formulate the type of sales positions, its goals, measures, and the attributes the person will need to have. So figure all that out before you post the job. And crafting the job posting can determine the quality of candidates that submit applications too. So think about how you do that. Majority of the people you attract from sites like Craigslist, you don't want to put your ad on Craigslist because those people are on Craigslist all day looking for couches and who knows what else, right? And make sure your ads for the job are not dry job descriptions. They need to have a marketing focus that tells the candidates why they should apply. So that's how you get quality candidates, if you hype up your job description. In addition to a short telephone screening, conduct 2 face-to-face interviews in different settings and ask questions that let the candidate brag about themselves and see what they come up with. You want to hire someone who your target buyer wants to speak to, obviously. So look for someone who has experience with similar products that you're looking to sell, and don't look for competitors, but for cousins of competitors. So there you
go. Cousins.
Mm-hmm. There you go. You know, so in addition to putting out ads, I've seen a lot of smart companies lately, you know, go do big things with referrals. And one thing I've seen is have them hold like open houses where employees actually invite their most talented friends to come in and, you know, get to know the company. And that's been a great source for some people. You know, they get to actually see the building and, you know, rub elbows with the CEO and see if it's somewhere where they might want to work.
You know, when we were in Chicago, I was talking to somebody from a company in the industry, and they're looking for a director of sales. And they interviewed the guy at 7 o'clock in the morning, and then the next day at 6 o'clock at night, because they wanted to see how
two
he
totally
is.
That's a good idea. Times.
Which
that's
I thought was really
idea.
Smart.
And did he do well at both times?
No. He didn't, which was interesting.
7
he
in the morning, he wasn't so good.
He was drunk at 6.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah.
And then hungover at 7.
Which all might be better than being drunk at 7 and hungover at 6.
Kathy, you're going to post these on our website, asicentral.com/radio, for more hiring tips. Andy Cohen.
Yeah, I'm here.
People are still wanting to get business loans. We know they've been tight in the past few years. What are the best states for getting a business loan?
All right, so this is a list of the best and worst. So I am going to ask you guys what you think. This comes from a website called cardratings.com. So what do you think are the best sites? Anybody got a guess?
Best states. For what?
New York.
For consumer credit. New York is not one
Nebraska.
Of them.
Nebraska. To get loans.
Nebraska is on the top 5, yes. Woo. That's the number 4 top state.
Anybody? West Virginia.
West Virginia is thankfully not on the list.
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania is number 8, so that is in the top 10.
California.
Best.
All right, give us the top 5.
All right, the top 5 best states for consumer credit right now: North Dakota, Vermont, South Dakota, Nebraska, and Montana. These states have lower unemployment rates than some of the other places, and consumers are getting good credit. All right, let's go to the worst.
California,
what are the worst
Florida.
States
California,
for consumer
Florida.
Credit? I was asking for one, but okay.
Florida.
That's one state. California,
California is number 3. Florida is number 4. Kathy, guess? Come on. Worst state for consumer
Nevada.
Credit.
Nevada.
Say something.
Nevada.
There's
New
50
York.
Of them to choose from.
New York.
New York is not on
Nevada's
the list. Michelle?
Nevada.
Texas.
Texas not on the list. Joe?
Nevada.
Nevada number 1. Yeah. The worst state for consumer
credit. The
housing
credit. Market in those areas are
housing
so
has
bad.
Been terrible. Unemployment has
awful.
Been awful. The 5 worst are Nevada, Georgia, California, Florida, and Arizona. So if you're in those states looking for a loan,
move
I'm
to
sorry.
Nebraska.
Well, because nobody's looking for a loan in Florida. They're all retired.
Okay.
Oh, I think that there are probably people looking for loans in Florida. But anyway, that being said.
Nebraska was also on our list of states that were buying the most promo products. And one thing that's true of many of those states that you mentioned, Nebraska, Montana, North Dakota, is they didn't have the violent swings during the recession.
That's right.
So, and those people don't overspend there. They're conservative. So they don't buy the crazy houses that go underwater. Right. So I bet you that's a big reason why.
It is. The housing market and the unemployment market are the 2 big reasons why for that list.
All right. It's that time of year again, Andy, when the Counselor State of the Industry comes out.
It is. It might be hitting your desks as we speak, in fact.
It's hitting your desk as we speak.
If it hasn't already.
What are some highlights? I know, you know, it looks obviously backward at the last year and how people did.
Yeah.
We know a lot about that. It also looks forward and gives some predictions. You know, what are the smart companies doing right now?
Well, it does look forward, and for the most part, people were pretty optimistic about all of 2011. This survey was taken in the first quarter of this year, and when this was done, most of distributors and suppliers were pretty optimistic about all of 2011, and we're actually seeing some of that continue. I think some of that high optimism has receded a little bit, but we just did our second quarter sales survey, and that optimism, as I said in the news segment, still definitely continues throughout 2011. So that's pretty good. What we did with the 2011 State of the Industry report is turned it into a little bit of a to-do list. So we gave distributors many ways that they could expand their businesses, take advantage of this, the optimistic attitude out there and the expanding budgets that their clients might be having, and come up with some ways that they can, you know, use strategies to expand their business right now. So we looked at things like how they can expand their relationships with clients, how they can hold an open house to attract new clients. We looked at internal operations, technology type things that they can take advantage of, like launching a mobile app and improving search engine results. Lots of very tactical ways that they could right now put on their kind of to-do list for the rest of 2011 to really grow their business even further.
Okay, well, check out the packed State of the Industry.
It is packed.
Should be hitting desks soon. You know, that kind of segues into something else we're going to talk about. You know, you, me, and Joe just went on a road trip and visited some of the best places to work in the industry. And one thing, one common denominator I think we noticed with many of those companies was that they've been investing in their companies the last few years.
Absolutely.
In people and technology both, I'd say, top. And, you know, and look at them. They're on the best place to work.
We definitely saw some common threads. These companies are not just successful. You know, the companies that have really commendable, great workplaces are not just successful, but they're smart in how they spend their money. And like you said, they, you know, when things weren't so great in 08 and 09 and maybe the beginning of 2010, they were still investing in how, you know, they went to market and in how they compensated their employees and recognized their employees. They were thinking longer term. Yep. And I think that there's a good message there. You know, it's not just, you can't just be so concerned about the wild swings in the economy from month to month and quarter to quarter, but have to see a bigger picture.
And what happened with several of these companies that did that is they gained market share during the recession. Maybe
they didn't
make a lot of money, but they gained market share, and now they're coming back gangbusters.
Absolutely.
What's like the craziest thing you saw at a company or the most innovative thing? Joe.
Wow, we saw a lot.
You know, when your owner of your company builds a building in his office, his desk is a bar, and his one wall is a garage door that he opens up to the outside.
I like that. Yeah, this was
beautiful,
clean, fine, clean, a distributorship in Costa Mesa.
Oh, cool.
That was the most incredible workspace.
Is that Greg Washer?
Greg Washer.
Yeah, he's got this bar as his office. And then, with the push of a button, he has a garage door that opens out to the outside, to
That's
the California
fine.
Sunshine, which he often has this taco truck driver come and pull up and serve tacos to his employees.
Quitting and going to work there.
Yeah, that was one. That
very
was a good
cool.
one for
Yeah,
sure.
We had another company that we showed up right around the end of the day, new clients promotional marketing in Virginia, and it was maybe it was around 6 p.m. when we showed
the
up.
The luau.
They threw a luau, and all their employees were there, and they weren't just there because we were there. Like, they were there having fun and partying and
it wasn't
eating
just
barbecue
orchestrated
and,
for us. They're accustomed to doing
these. Like, they just throw parties randomly. And you could feel the culture, you know. The great thing about going to these companies was that you really could feel the
energy when you walked into these front doors.
There's an energy that
there's
that
a reason
you can't
why their
get over
employees
the phone.
Voted them the best place to work. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no doubt.
We saw it.
Yeah, I mean, these people at New Clients, I mean, they stayed. We were there for a couple hours, and then they were still there partying. Like, we left and we're like, all right,
see
bye,
you,
guys.
See you later. Well, we have obviously a whole journey that we've chronicled. If you go on to asicentral.com road tour, you can see pictures from all the companies we visited and blogs of everything. And of course, we'll be devoting a lot of space to it in our September issue as well.
A little travel map.
So now we have just 1 minute for you each to talk about your favorite product of the week. 15 seconds each. Michelle, go.
Oh, mine's from Bay State Specialties, and it is a bag to keep your BlackBerry and your cell phone dry. And you can actually talk through the plastic.
Oh.
So if you're at the beach or if you're at, God
knows
why would somebody be
a
camp, but, you know, if you're at a camp.
Nice.
Yeah. So that's my favorite thing. And they are ASI 38980, baystate.com.
And these pictures are also going to be put on asicentral.com/radio. Kathy, what's your favorite product?
Mine is the mini popcorn party from The Chest, ASI 44830. And it includes two mini popcorn boxes and a pack of 100-calorie popcorn, mm-hmm. so it's not fattening. And it's all wrapped in a Cello bag, and the supplier suggests leaving it behind on sales calls, which I think is a great idea.
That is a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Andy, what's your favorite
product? Mine comes from Bam Bam's, which is ASI 38228. I think it's perfect for the school market, which we're talking about today. It's a silicone awareness bracelet that's also a watch. Mm. So pretty cool, and I think kids in school would like that for all their fundraising efforts.
Joe is holding his product by the ear.
By the ear. It's custom pinata. You can get it shaped into any logo you want, custom shapes, and you can have it replicated as people. So if your client has a boss that's celebrating 25 years, they want to have a party, it's going to be a lot of fun to do. You have kids there or employees there, take a whack at the boss, open, split them in half, eat all the candy that falls to the ground. And I don't have all the information. It's pinatas.
Something
99. Anyway,
it's falling.
It is.
It's online
you
now.
You can stay down there. It is online, so you okay. can get the company name, the ASI number. I erred in not bringing that information with me.
All poor right, Joe. Check out those products on asicentral.com/radio. Joe, you have 30 seconds to get something off your chest. It's the Joe Haley rant.
Oh, I backed up since we've been on the road for so long, but let me tell you something. I'm scared of Kathy. It's a compound word. It's called sidewalk. Sidewalk. It is a walkway on the side of a roadway for pedestrians to use. People use them. Why don't they use them, Andy? My God, the last 3 days I've been home, everyone's walking in the street, especially on main roads too, Craig, and it's just driving me nuts. It's like, come on, use the sidewalk, people.
All right.
Maybe there's construction on the sidewalk.
Short and sweet. We are out of time for today's show. Thanks for calling in. Thanks to today's show sponsor, I Promote You. Be sure to check in next week, same time, same place. Have a great week, everyone.